The State House passed a bill today that would provide health insurance to the families of police officers and firefighters who die in the line of duty. The bill was prompted by the shooting deaths of Trooper Sergeant Patrick Scott Johnson and Trooper Gabe Rich. State law didn't require that their dependents continue to receive health insurance. While Governors Sean Parnell and Bill Walker have ordered that survivors should continue to receive coverage, lawmakers want to make it permanent. Anchorage Representative Chuck Kopp is a retired police officer. He says officers would appreciate it if the bill becomes law.
It's hard to imagine what a spouse and what children go through every day when they see their father or their mom gearing up to go to work. Because the unknown is always there. Will this be the last time?
The House passed a similar bill last year, but the Senate didn't pass it. Supporters are hopeful that its early progress this session will lead to it becoming law. The current bill passed after debate over a series of amendments. Six amendments were defeated. They would have applied the benefits to a wider range of public workers or would have made them voluntary. North Pole Republican Representative Tammy Wilson supported an amendment that would have allowed municipalities to opt out of paying for the benefits.
We're going to make the municipalities come into it whether or not they want to or not. I think most of them will do it in some form or another. But why are we forcing them to do it?
Bill sponsor Anchorage Democrat Andy Josephson says it's necessary to pay the benefits.
This is about the soul of the state of Alaska. This is about saying to the dependents, you have suffered the unimaginable, and we've got your back.
The Senate State Affairs Committee passed its version of the bill on Friday. It's been referred to the Senate Finance Committee.